guys and gals, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie. I'm here with my podcast bros, Tony, Jimmy, Dusty, and Ryan. And tonight we're going to be talking about fantasy football. So we're going to be doing a deep dive on how to play, who to play, when to play them, and how it can be challenging to play with yourself.
Oh, wait.
So wait, let's sit.
What's the topic?
Fantasy football.
Oh, okay. All right.
So let's sit back, sharpen our pencils, crack open a cold snack, grab all the TV remotes, and ask for complete silence from our families because we're talking pigskin. What's up, boys?
What's up? Yeah.
42.
In one of those subjects, I thought I was going to be a super expert, but then we changed it back.
Just on the fantasy part?
No. You're talking about
your intro.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Playing.
What do you mean?
Playing with yourself.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do not make us spell it out, please.
I don't know what you mean.
Richie knows exactly what I mean.
Yes, he does.
So fantasy football is the topic, but this week I still have to set my draft date from a Yahoo League, so I'm getting all the pressure from my family to get it done. How about you guys? You good?
Are you the commissioner?
I am.
I am too. It's a pain.
Yeah. It is. I'm pretty lax, though. I go weeks without sending a note at all to anyone.
Unless I get involved in trades, and I always try to tell them I'm going to block the trade just to be a jerk.
I love it.
You guys are commissioners. Wow. I'm going to start using that. I'm
start calling you Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Jim.
I'll end an email to everybody as the commish.
The commish.
I do. It's so obnoxious. But the commish just sent out something official.
Oh.
Yeah. Tony, where are you at? You're in a cabin?
Yeah, man. I'm Mountain Wild Man up on the mountain. I'm up here in up in the San Bernardino Mountains in a little town called Big Bear. Up here doing some fishing. Yeah. I snuck up on a bear today. But like I said earlier, Ryan, if your son could wrangle venomous snakes, surely I could sneak up on a bear. Did you get that text pic I sent you?
That was good.
That was pretty close.
Huh? Yeah, you could have spanked him. You spanked that little bear right in the booty.
The two times you don't mess with bears is when they have like tubs or when they're eating. And guess what? The one that Tony was going to mess with was doing.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Eating with tubs.
I was told bad information, bad intel. I was told it's eaten, man, and it's not even going to pay attention to you. And I'm like, all right. I got within so many feet, and they're like, what are you doing, you idiot? Those things will chase you down. I'm like, nah, trust me, my buddy Ryan, he wrangles cougars, man. I could take care of this thing.
You just got to show them who's boss. And
yeah, just give them a little space in it.
Go hump that bear.
That's right. That's what Caesar would have said.
Yeah.
Oh, who's boss?
Funny story. So we brought the fishing poles, and my parents met us up here, and we got a pontoon boat, and we did some fishing yesterday. And me and my dad are the big fishermen, so we caught three fish. Me and my dad didn't catch any of them. Lynette caught two, and Axton caught one. So
love it.
It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. But hey,
nice.
That's what's going on here.
What about you guys? Oh, I'm in Oregon. And I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's where I'm at. And I rented an electric car. Huh. That's why I was late. I was trying to figure out how to charge the thing. I was getting low on charge. It's stressful. It's like having another cell phone, but a big cell phone that you're driving around. You're watching the charge go down. Like, man, I need to find a charger. I'm like, I wish you could just use the same charger you use for your phone. It'd be a lot easier, but can't.
That's an idea, buddy.
Yeah. So I got one of those Polestars, or I don't know. Have you ever heard of those Polestars?
Yeah.
Do they make those in Phoenix? No, that's not the one we're talking about.
Lucid's in Phoenix.
Lucid's in Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah.
Fisker's out in California. Fisker. I don't know if you guys ever seen the Fisker.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah. They're dope.
Yeah.
So since you're in Oregon, do you have to, like, after dinner, do you have to go protest or something someplace?
Yeah, protest. Okay. I burned some flags. Hell smoked some doobie. Just kidding.
Whoa, Ryan. Whoa. Hey, whoa. He changed.
Phil.
It's what the road will do to you.
Yeah, the road. Yeah.
Ryan goes up to some kids outside the 7-Eleven. Do you guys have any doobies? They're like, what? They're like, doobie? What? Like the Doobie Brothers? What are you talking about, old man? Exactly. Nobody calls them doobies.
Okay, then Mary Jane. Do you have any Mary Jane?
Do you have any marijuana
narc,
cigarettes?
Narc.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
I would love to see Ryan on a doobie, though. Just saying.
No. But it does smell like skunk weed in my hotel room. And I think they're going to blame me for it. And I did not do it. I did not partake. But I think my next door neighbor is like, he's smoking and toking.
Right on. Ryan's got some grow lights next door. Goofy.
Yeah. if Ryan starts getting goofy, you know it's coming through the vents.
Yeah, that's right.
Secondhand smoke and rock star.
Yeah, whoa.
Next level.
That's funny.
How's your week, Jimmy?
My week has been great, except for my son got a flat tire at 1:30 in the morning, called me.
Ooh, bad time.
Got a flat tire. Can I make it home? I'm like, how far away are you? And he's like, like 4 or 5 miles. I'm like, no, you got to pull over, bud. Yeah. I said, I'll come over and help you. So I drive out. I find him. He's parked on a hill, first of all, on gravel.
That makes it easy to jack, right?
And I'm like, Coop, we've got to move this car, man. So we had to like pull into the grass where it was kind of level. And he's like, he showed me this when I was 16. That was like 4 years ago. I don't know what to do. So went through the whole process again. And I'm tired. I had to get up and go to work the next day, get it all put together. I'm like, you're good to go, right? And he's like, yeah, I'm totally good to go. I'm like, but before that happened, I told him, I said, move my truck up so my headlights are on your tire. He pulls up and runs over the hubcap of his car, bends it in half. But we finally got it all put together. I said, I'll meet you at home. We get home. I'm like, okay, come in the kitchen. I want you to go from step one to the end of what to do to change a tire. So he's like, yeah, okay. And so he went through all the steps and I'm like, you left out two things. Make sure you park on a flat surface and not gravel. Like cement's the best, but yeah. So,
oh my god,
that was fun.
Good times, Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just part of being a dad, right?
Yep, it is.
You pick up the phone, Jimmy. Bad time, Bob.
So you just got to run. You just got to create a little, step by step cheat sheet for him. Just tuck it in the.
No, I've helped them all change one, so now it's on them. I'm like, don't call me anymore. You're on your own. If you can't figure it out, call AAA or a tow truck because I'm done.
There you go.
So, tough love.
That's it.
That's right, Dusty.
Yeah, then I made him hold on to my back pocket. I'm like, I'll trade you for a pack of cigarettes, boy. Oh, wait, that's scared straight. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that is. That show did scare me straight.
Straighter.
What about you, Rich? How was your week, buddy?
It was good. Mostly work. I did have to recover from doing the brakes on my car on Sunday.
Wow, you did the brakes, Rich?
It wrecked me, too.
I'm so impressed.
It wouldn't have been so bad, but the parts that I ordered, you do it online now. It's pretty easy. They sent me the wrong part number, and I spent hours trying to get these pads to fit, thinking I was doing something wrong. I had to send my kid to the AutoZone. He got the right ones and together. It's fun.
Wow, that's cool, Rich. Can you replace a master cylinder? That's what I had to pay for.
Just fly me out. I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. Take that on.
Yeah. Dustin. Yep.
Oh, week was good. Went and with my youngest son, went and saw some bands on Friday night. I sent you guys pictures of the one that remind me of Tony and his Kentucky Derby outfit.
The
white hat with the smiley face and a pink double-breasted suit and no shirt.
Perfect.
He even jumped out in the crowd with the mic stand.
Love it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Dusty, you're like hitting the circuit. You're like a roadie. You're going to follow all kinds of bands.
What's going on?
That's awesome.
Better than sitting at home.
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome.
You're living, baby. You're living.
Yeah. You need we need to get you a press pass with the 80s Flophouse podcast.
For sure.
And then you can go backstage and go where all the press goes.
Yeah.
At this place, there's not really a backstage.
Oh, it's the stage and then the bar floor.
Okay, but still. It's
when the second band is in the crowd watching the third band, it's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like it's,
those shows are the best.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Me and Dusty are planning a date in October.
All right.
No.
Nice.
Who are you going to watch?
Or is it September?
September.
Oh, shit.
Wrong days off from work.
So Dustin and I were planning a date in September, but I don't know if that's going to work out.
What are we going to do?
We're going to go see Band of Horses.
Oh. Dang. Nice.
Yeah. Little party. And then we're planning a sleepover too, but we'll tell you more about that later.
Dang. Nice. Are you guys going to make waffles in the morning?
We're not.
We're not.
Oh.
Okay. Pillow fight.
Pillow fight, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. My daughter's going to a concert called Cigarettes After Sex. Have you heard that band?
I've heard of them. Anyone? I don't know their music.
I want validation that they're okay. Going by the name of the band, I'm a little concerned.
I think that's the only time I've ever smoked a cigarette.
Okay, that's not helping, Tony.
I'm not even a smoker.
All right.
What kind of music is that? Do you even know?
I don't really know. I should Google it. I know it's like maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm making stuff up. I have no idea. So, yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we jump into it this week? Again, fantasy football. And I guess to start out, we can talk about kind of how fantasy football leagues work. I know a few of us play it every year, but some of you guys have never played it. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I've tried it. I tried it myself and with my son and our family members, but it didn't work real well. So I'd say not really. No, never.
Just from lack of enthusiasm about it or
lack of knowledge on what we were doing. We weren't keeping up with like the injury list. I mean, it was like, I think we all ended with like partial teams and anyway, I don't know how it goes.
Everyone had a losing record.
Yeah. You got further than me, Ryan. We did it with kind of a neighborhood thing, and I had the draft party, which was a lot of fun. I had a dry erase board and everything, and we got all of our picks in, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
Fizzled, yeah.
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 Exactly. You got to keep
it. You've got to have a punishment for the one that comes in last place. That way everybody is still tries throughout the season because if you lose, you have a penalty to do. Like, you know, some of them that are famous is like sitting in a Waffle House for 24 hours. Oof. And for every waffle you eat, that takes off 1 hour that you have to be there.
Ooh, I like
But
it.
Like, if you've ever had Waffle House waffles, like I could probably get down 3 in a 24-hour period, so I don't know.
See, I would just eat waffles out of guilt. Like I can't, like my wife, when she tells me to go into a restaurant to use a bathroom or have the girls use a bathroom, I can't just go in. I have to order something because I feel like I can't just use their facilities. So if I was in a Waffle House for 24 hours, I'd be ordering stuff nonstop just so to justify me being there. So that would not go over well.
I think you have to go in and just tell them, like, I got to be here for 24 hours. I'm sorry. I'll tip you really well at the end, but
yeah,
I'm going to be here for 22 hours at least.
At least.
I can get down 2 waffles.
2 waffles. That's good stuff. Nice.
Rich, was the first time you played with in one of my leagues, however, 20 years ago?
It could have been. I'll have to open up like my Yahoo league.
I remember you had a retired player on your team.
That's something I could do for sure.
I don't believe that.
Joe Namath is still playing, right? Joe Namath? He's still.
Bob Greasy.
Yeah.
I picked Bob Greasy as my quarterback.
Yeah. Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Johnny Unitas.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Well, Roger spoke at our graduation. Remember that, guys?
Who?
Is it Roger Starbuck? Starbuck?
No, Bart Starr.
Bart Starr. Okay, well, farther back. Bart Starr spoke at our graduation. You guys remember that?
Yep.
I remember.
Tony does it.
I have no idea what he said.
Me neither. Bart Starr.
Cost us $5,000. I remember that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Your student body. Were you voting for him? Were you trying to get?
No, that was the senior president. That was Lisa Douglas and Karen and all those that
got. You're trying to get like one of the Beastie Boys there, weren't you?
Yeah,
Jimmy.
I was trying.
MCA or
yeah.
Now that would have been a cool graduation.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I was in the right mood for that night too.
Yes, sir.
You're in the right mood for any night.
That's true, Jimmy.
Well, Dust, do you want to talk about the different types of leagues? Like, I'm aware that there are some that are like legacy leagues you can join. So from year to year, you keep the same
couple of players. If you do a keeper league where you keep two or three players from year to year, at the end of the season, you choose who you want to keep, and those. Can work out well. I know a guy I worked with, he got Justin Herbert his rookie year before he blew up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to have this guy for the next 10 years.
Nice.
Is a dynasty league where you have to pay for the players? Like, that's your buy-in? Like, you have $100 and you have to, like, if you want, like, Aaron Rodgers, $5. Yeah. You have $100 to buy, like, players and, like,
salary cap.
Yeah. That seems too intricate and detailed for me.
I'm more of a casual user. Like, I've done NFL.com leagues. I've done Yahoo leagues. And then I had this other random one that I did with some friends. But those are all pretty straightforward. I mean, you log in, you have a draft, and sometimes they're live and sometimes they're auto drafts, which I'm totally okay with. And then basically you just pick players that you fill in. Each league's different, so that each week you may have two running backs, two wide receivers. So you kind of just fill up your slots for the week and you kind of set it and then watch the game. So it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I think with standard, it's a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, sometimes three, a tight end, kicker, and a defense.
And a flex.
And a flex player.
Love the flex.
Yeah. Cheating if you can use a quarterback and a flex, so.
True.
Yep. From my experience,
let's see the tight end, Tony.
The first few years.
There you go. It's still pretty tight.
The first few years,
hey,
I played.
Hey, don't be gross, Ryan. Jeez,
I wasn't being gross. It was just
the neighbors
talking about football.
I guess the neighbors' stuff is starting to stream in through the vents.
Maybe so.
Hey, Dusty, show us your goalpost. What? I'm just playing.
You just crossed the line, Richie. We were just. What's going on?
That's
what
too
I was
funny.
Trying to say.
Okay, sorry, Dusty.
The first few years I played, we did auto draft, which you can rank your player. The computer already has them ranked, and you can move players around as you want. And then you have a set time, and then you go on there, say 10 minutes later, and see who your team is, which it was good for making trades. I as long as I've been doing live drafts, there never seems to be as many trades. You think that, Jim?
Yeah. I'd prefer a live draft to the auto draft just because you end up with three kickers and just crazy stuff. I don't like the auto draft myself. I like live draft.
And do you guys follow like the snake pattern of picking? So you go 1 through 10 and then it goes 10 through 9 and then back around, because I always feel like even if you get the first pick, if you have to wait till like the 21st pick, it kind of sucks. Screwed.
You want to be in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. Plus whenever I get first pick, I pick the worst player ever. Like I pick a great player, but he gets injured in the first game. Christian McCaffrey, I'm looking at you.
Oh.
two years in a row, Christian McCaffrey injured like first or second game. I'm like, you son of a gun, I'm never picking him again. And he's plays for the Panthers here in North Carolina, and I root against him every time I see him now because I hate him so much.
Yeah.
Once you get injured, you jerk.
Nice.
First is a lot of pressure.
I like it because there's you can set up like different points for different actions on the field, I guess. So, yeah. Like, I'm always for just adding more points to everything rather, you know, so at least it feels like you're accomplishing something, even if, you know, there's five pass attempts. Maybe give a point for each one. Not a completion, just an attempt.
Just the attempts, yeah. Really makes you think, like, you really have to do some research on that then. Who had the most pass attempts? Just that can get really in the weeds there.
So, Ryan, do you know how the scoring works?
Yeah. So every time you get a touchdown, that's 6 points. And then when you get an extra point, that's 1 point. But you can do a 2-point conversion, and then you get 2 more points. Is that right? And then the field goal is 3 points.
Safety's 2, right?
Yeah, that's right. Tony, you got it. We're on it, right, Dust?
Yeah, you're getting there. Then you also get your players, so running backs, receivers, every 10 yards they get a point.
Oh, for real.
And if you're in PPR, every time they catch a ball, that's another like half point. So point per reception.
So that's a term I don't really understand still. What is PPR? And is it just more of an offensive
points per reception? So like anybody that catches a ball, running back, wide receiver, anybody catches a ball, it's an extra half a point in some leagues, an extra point in some leagues. So it's just you got to look at their reception stats and who does your quarterback throw to the most. That's when the PPR starts really. Like running back in standard league might not be that number one player might not be the number one player in a PPR league because there's a lot of running backs that catch a lot of passes and still have the yards and the runs. So it's scored different, but I like PPR just because it's another level where you have to kind of see it's this guy, you know. Somebody out of the backfield that can't catch. No, you don't want them.
So do the commissioners keep track of this scoring business? Or who does that?
So the first time I ever played fantasy football was in like 93. Mm-hmm. And the guy that taught me how to play would have to go to the newspaper every morning look at all the stats. And then he would send out, you know, email about what you scored and all this stuff. And then he'd do corrections like after like Monday Night Football. Then he'd go. It was just so much. But now it's the computer
that does it all. Okay.
Yeah.
And it does it live. You can check it all day.
Yeah.
That kind of guy sounds like a D&D nerd. For sure.
Let me ask you guys a question. So is there a scenario where you can lose points for interceptions or loss of yardage,
fumbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all those rules are set up by the commissioner before like the season starts. And once the season starts, all that stuff's locked in. So everybody kind of knows, you know, if your defense gets an interception, they're going to get a certain amount of points, or the QB, if they throw an interception, that manager's going to lose points also.
See, and defenses are tricky. So with defense, in my leagues, I start your defense off with 20 points at the beginning of the game because every so many yards starts counting against your defense. If touchdowns count against your defense, so pretty soon you start losing points pretty quickly unless your defense gets a lot of fumbles, interceptions, that kind of stuff. But and it's usually special teams is with the defense, but special teams rarely get you any points. The most frustrating thing is when you have a wide receiver that's also a punt returner and he's not doing anything on offense, but he runs back a punt for a touchdown. You don't get those points. That goes to the defensive team and special teams. So you're out of luck with that. That's a bummer.
Mm. Yep. Yep, for sure. What else? All right, let's wrap her up. No, but Dusty, let's talk about
strategies.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about just strategies in general. What do you got for us, Dusty?
As far as the draft, I typically go running back my first pick, wide receiver my second pick, and then just kind of wing it from there. And then when the further you get into the draft, you want to start looking at bye weeks because you don't want both your top two running backs or your top two receivers to be off the same week, things like that.
And here's another one that I do, Dustin, is I will not pick a kicker until my bench is filled. Like, the kicker is the last person I pick, because the number one kicker and the number 15 kicker are only like 3 points, 4 points off each other. So it's like, who cares? It's not going to affect. So the kicker is my very last pick.
I've seen Butker go really early, though.
Yeah, that's new. Kickers are not that much points.
Yeah, but I still look at if the kicker is playing for a dome team.
Yeah.
Or the Broncos kicker, because he's kicking at elevation.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty hardcore. I don't get that deep.
Well, so like the kickers, if they kick from a certain yardage, they get extra points. So 50 yarders, like what, 5 points?
5 points.
Yeah. Plus the three. Yeah. So that's something, but they don't make that much difference to me. So screw kickers.
A couple strategies for me real quick is if I see like the top five running backs are already picked of the ones that I wanted, sometimes I'll jump in and grab like the number one quarterback. Like I've grabbed Mahomes before, like really early on in a live draft, and everybody goes, oh, you're an idiot. But he's generally been pretty consistent as far as scoring points. And the other dumb thing that I've done is just messing around trying to draft all the players from like the Cardinals, which I've been able to do because not a lot of them are leading the league in anything. And like my entire team are Cardinals. And if they have a shitty season, which they usually do, then
my team is on the bye week
or a bye week. Right. Not smart.
But, you know, my thing about drafting a quarterback first is he's always touches the ball on offense. So odds are he's going to be your biggest scorer, hopefully, if he's good. But yeah, I go for next best available wide receiver, like quarterback or running back. I'll take whatever is the highest.
Yeah.
You know, that was going to be my question to you, Dusty, because I heard you say that you pick running backs first. I was going to ask you, is a quarterback not that important, or
there's not as many top running backs, so you go with that first? Because if you don't, there's not much left after the first 8 or 10.
Right.
There's not kind of with like kickers, the top 10 quarterbacks really aren't separated a lot by points.
Okay.
Yep.
One thing you do want to look at too would be as far as getting extra points is if you get a running quarterback like Jalen Hurts or Kyler Murray, because then you'll get those rushing yards and rushing touchdowns versus someone that just throws the ball.
That was good. That was going to be my next question was back in the day, if you would have picked somebody like Michael Vick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You racked up some points.
Yeah. I think you're devaluing the line, though, because I picked my offensive guards right the very first. That's what I picked because I need the protection.
That's a good move.
Yeah. So, you know, they may not be high scorers, but, man, you need a good line. Am I right?
We're doing cash on this league, right? Because I can't wait to play against Ryan.
There's a $500 buy-in on this
league. Yeah. I can't wait.
That was going to be my next thing is when are we starting, boys?
Yeah. Let's do this thing.
Flophouse Fantasy. Flophouse Fantasies.
So here's the thing. Like with my family league, we haven't had that many teams. So if you go with like six teams, like we went a minimal league, you're like guaranteeing yourself to have all good players.
You're loaded.
There's not a lot of skill to it. But when there's, you know, 10 teams, like we'd have to get some family members. Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it like we actually have to think about.
We did a league with six teams, and like the scores were like 252 to 216. It was just like ridiculous. You were scoring so much because you had all the best players. It was like the all-stars versus the all-stars. So great.
Well, that's great. I can definitely round up some family members.
I played with in Jim's league for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it always started off good, and then it was me and Jim and Frank and maybe one other person, and everybody else would drop off.
Yeah. That's why you got to have a penalty if you come in last. Just saying. Because you don't want to come in last in some leagues.
Was it that time, Rich? Fantasy football, Jim.
What's that?
I like playing fantasy football. You should call me.
We could do that. 1 year I played with my sons and his friends and another dad. And for the punishment, we're like, so everybody stays involved. Like, if you lose, you got to go out on a Speedo and go to the corner here at this like busy intersection and say, I suck at fantasy football on a sign. When the end of the season came, it was like February. It was really cold. I'm like, okay, I can't do this to these kids. They're like, why don't you do it for us? I'm like, no, I was in the Super Bowl. Why would I do that? Plus, there'd be a lot of car accidents seeing me out there in the Speedo.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, Jimmy. You get your mullet wig and your Speedo, you're getting some car mix out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with the Speedo, you got to kind of pull it up in the back to kind of make you a little more aerodynamic in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Nacho Libre style.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, bud.
Yeah.
That's the way I wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to think of a good punishment for last place.
Yeah, I'm sure we can put our heads together and come up with something really good.
Yeah, you have to wear your headphones underneath you. You know, like one cup's the front, one cup's the back, and that's have to show up to the podcast.
Oh my! We need some listeners to give us some penalties.
That's a good idea.
There we go. Get some listeners advice. Tell us what the penalty should be if you come in last in the Flophouse League.
Yep.
Yes.
Lowest scores per week. We could have some interesting outcomes.
Challenge there. That we got to do on Behind the Beads or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Any other strategies, Dust? Any you can think of before we move on?
What do you guys think about rookies?
I don't like rookies. I try to stay away from rookies. Just because, you know, you take Ryan Leaf 1 year and that'll teach you from not taking rookies.
I just see that kid for this year, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
He's going really high in a lot of them. And I actually saw him play in high school. My nephew played against him in the state semifinals. And that kid is a beast.
Wow.
He was averaging 17 yards a rush in high school. And like 30 something yards on kickoff returns.
Wow. Yeah, but I think that the college game is so much slower than like professional. They all say like it goes so fast in, you know, the NFL compared to college. That's why the rookies, it takes them a few weeks to get into it, I think. That's why I don't like rookies. Not that I won't draft them if I have to, but I prefer not to.
Kind of indifferent on it. I just follow whoever's ranked the highest, like in Yahoo, and I'll make my picks there. And I'll move somebody up in the draft if I really want to get them, put them high on my pick list. But other than that, I let the algorithm figure it out.
Nice. Yeah.
So what software do we use? Like,
do ESPN. You can go to Yahoo. Everybody has, even the NFL has their own like fantasy football league. So it doesn't cost anything. And
so we just pick one. We'll have whoever is going to be the commissioner pick one. And
Jim. Yeah, whatever you want,
Jim. Jim, you're the commish?
Commish?
That's Dustin. Dustin's the commish.
Dustin the commish?
Thanks, Dust.
Dusty, you're the best. Commissioner Dusty.
He's fair-minded. We'll sometimes. See. That's a threat. Right. I'm not playing.
Is it that time?
It's that time, I think, guys.
Oh.
Why don't we go ahead and do it? This week we're going to talk about getting to know the Flophouse crew and all about fantasy football. I asked the boys to put together their ultimate 80s fantasy football roster. So I'm going to go through them all and we're going to try to figure out whose is whose here, and I'll get started. So the first 80s all-star roster
fantasy football.
Yeah. Is let me go down through the positions. First, it's somebody picked John Elway as the quarterback.
Oh, okay. Picked
Walter Payton as a running back one. Eric Dickerson is running back two.
That's good.
Wide receivers, Jerry Rice, Steve Largent.
Oh, yeah.
Tight end, Dave Kasper. Wow.
Ooh.
Okay. Good pick.
And defensive player, Randy Gradishar. Linebacker from the Broncos. Yeah.
Well, that's Jimmy. That was just Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy's got, they got all those Denver players on there. It's got to be Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yep.
You guys are already zeroing in. Yes. That was Jimmy's list. Nice one, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, Jim.
You know, Elway, I'm a Bronco fan. then all the other ones are greats. So
when I text it to Rich, I go, we'll know whose Jim's is with John Elway at quarterback.
And then Randy Gradishar is going to get probably get in the Hall of Fame this year.
Dang.
Seven-time Pro Bowler. 1978 Defensive Player of the Year. Always been a huge – I'm a huge Randy Gradishar fan. Probably my favorite football player of all time.
Do you have a jersey?
I did it one time. Yeah, I did have a 53.
Oh, need to get another one, Jimmy.
Now they're like vintage, so they're super expensive.
Dang.
So. All right, next roster. Somebody put Dave Craig as the quarterback. Running back one was Earl Campbell. Love it. Mm-hmm. Running back two, Marcus Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Wide receiver, Steve Largent and Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. Tight end, Kellen Winslow. And defensive player, Kenny Easley.
There you go.
That's Ryan. That would be Richard.
That'd be Ryan, I think.
No. That's Dusty. Rich.
The answer is me.
Oh, Richard.
There's a Seahawk in there.
Two Seahawks.
That's true. Elijah. Yeah.
Several. Three.
Yeah, that's true. I should have known that.
But with the running backs, I mean, you got Earl Campbell, who just
bowled people over.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah. Run through people. But then I picked Marcus Allen because he was the exact opposite. He was
smooth as silk.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Forgot about him.
How could you forget about Marcus Allen? That's blasphemy, Dust.
Yeah, it does.
I remember watching Earl Campbell like running through line and the safety fell on his butt and grabbed Earl Campbell around the leg and his thigh hit the safety in the head and knocked him out.
Yeah.
34 inches. 34 inches were his thighs. Yeah.
He's a Skull Brother too.
Yep.
Dang.
Or Beechnut. Was it Skull or Beechnut?
One of those.
But looking through the list of like 80s tight ends, isn't it interesting? Like they weren't utilized like they are nowadays, mm-hmm. right?
No.
Like tight ends are like just big receivers at this point.
I think I even knew that tight ends existed back then.
Okay. Yeah.
That's that position. But yeah, it's true.
They're just an extra eligible lineman
who would go blocker. Yeah. A blocker, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, you figured me out, Dust. All right. Next up, someone picked quarterback Patrick Mahomes, running back Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb, wide receiver DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson, tight end Taysom Hill, and defensive player Bobby Wagner. So
yeah, these are good 80s players.
Ryan's going to make a time machine to get them back there.
Ryan, I love your picks. You're going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, how do they look like in nowadays? What do you think?
We know his draft strategy.
What is it?
Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Majomis.
Yeah. He's a good one.
Taysom Hill is the best tight end you could think of?
He's really good.
No, he's from BYU.
Well, he's really good. He's like the most universal player ever. I mean, he's not actually a tight end, but he does everything. Quarterback, what have you. He's a scorer. Dusty, come on. Get behind me on this.
I think I did pick him briefly for my fantasy team 1 year.
And what happened? He didn't perform for you?
I think he did all right. He's hit or miss.
Mm.
Usually miss. But then he'll have a great game.
1 year, I had him, and they let you put – he was put down as a running back.
Wow. Yeah.
So I played him in my flex, and he was the quarterback. So I had two quarterbacks, and I was loving that game. Then they switched it the next game that he was registered as a quarterback.
Gotcha.
Is that the guy who backed up Drew Brees? Okay, on the Saints. I know exactly who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Right on. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Good job, Ryan.
Mm.
You're going to do well.
I think so.
All right, let me go through the last two rosters, and this is going to be between Dusty and Tony. We'll have to figure out who picked what. So,
real quick, I just want to give a little credit to my son, Jesse. I just realized he gave me a lot of picks. So if I don't mention that, he'll be like listening, like, Dad, I'm the one that picked.
Attaboy, Jesse. So,
okay. Shout out to Jesse.
Jesse, you can help your dad during the draft. So the first roster, Dan Marino at QB, Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, Steve Largent and Art Monk at wide receiver, Kellen Winslow at tight end, and defender Ronnie Lott. The other one is Dan Marino at quarterback, Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson. Wide receivers of Lynn Swan, Fred Biletnikoff. Tight end Todd Christensen, and defense Ronnie Lott. Two very close rosters.
The first one is Dustin's.
Why do you say that, Jimmy?
Just because I think Tony would pick Ronnie Lott. I mean, the picks are almost the same.
We both picked Ronnie Lott.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, they both did? Oh, yep. Okay.
But I think you're an Art Monk guy. I see you doing a deep dive on that one, so. That's why I think you took best.
Yeah. What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I thought I thought Tony picked the current ones like I did, but I guess he was able to resubmit. So
yeah, he had to resubmit.
Oh, okay.
After we gave you so much hell,
tell me look at their email. Get my second one back in. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. I can't distinguish between who picked what.
Well, I'll say, yeah. If I didn't know, which I already know, but if I looked at both of them, I'd say Tony would pick the Biletnikoff because it's the LA Raiders plus Lynn Swan. He seems a Lynn Swan fan. So
yeah, that makes sense.
But seeing as how I know, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Dust, why would you pick Art Monk? He's terrible.
I'm trying to think what year it was. Monk. I think it was 84. He set the NFL record for most catches, and when he retired, he was the NFL leader in catches.
Nice. Wow. Okay, that's good. Huge.
And now, Jerry Rice would be too obvious. I'd go something different.
Yeah. I'm thinking, come on, guys. I mean, if it's fantasy football, right? That was my premise for the picks. I'm surprised that more people didn't pick Barry Sanders. That guy was a beast, man.
Yeah.
He was good. He was kind of short, though.
He carried him. He carried him.
Yeah, but
you look at his stats.
My thinking on the question was they had to play most of their career, at least half of the 80s, and he only played 1 year in the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple.
He played in the 80s, though. That's all that matters, I think.
Yeah. I had to go with Lynn Swan, man. The Super Bowl catch is iconic.
Yeah.
He was pretty steady, too.
He was.
Absolutely. All right. Good job, guys. I loved your rosters. And we're going to get back into the theme this week. Any players you've picked in the past that have done really well or really crapped the bed in your fantasy football league? Anybody want to jump on that one?
I can't remember the player's name, but I picked up a running back, second year running backs. I can't remember his name. The main guy went down and he got the starting job. He just tore it up. I mean, I was going to trade him. I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm going to trade him. But after that, he just killed it for me that year.
Was that the scenario for Derrick Henry also? Wasn't he sharing the job at one point, like 3 or 4 years ago? And then everybody got injured.
He was the main guy. He was.
Yeah.
I know Jim is down on him, but I had a Christian McCaffrey a couple years ago. I looked up his stats, almost 1,400 yards rushing, 15 touchdowns, 116 catches for another 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Damn.
So, yeah, he was the guys I was playing with. They were pissed. Every week he was scoring me 30, 40 points.
Yep.
Hey.
And then the year after that, I had both my running backs, Alvin Kamara, 16 touchdowns, 930 yards, and then another 83 catches, 750 yards, and Derrick Henry. When he had over 2,000 yards that year in 17 points.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
You killed everybody.
See, I've had not a lot of luck with Kamara. I've picked him up some years, and he just would either get injured or just was sharing the load and just never – he never went off for me.
Pick up Terrell Davis back in the day. Been a sweet one. Bronco.
Yep.
I know
Russell Wilson, Jimmy.
Yep, that's my boy. Do you still like him, Ryan? Or
I still like him. Yeah. I was sad.
Yeah.
When he left, but I still like him.
Let me ask you guys a question. So, is there a heart overhead issue when you pick your draft sometimes? Do you pick one player that you just love? Even though he may not be the greatest at his position, you just pick him because of he means something to you?
Yeah. That's like Metcalf for me.
Yeah.
DK? I just love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not always the best performer. He's an awesome athlete, but he's just a good guy. I just like him. That's, yeah.
Go ahead, Rich.
I was going to say, I always end up with Tyler Lockett, and then because he's a Seahawk, I'm like happy to pick him up. I'm like, yeah, I'll grab him. I like him.
Yeah, for sure, Tyler.
Yeah, there's nobody I seek out, but I always seem to end up with some of the same players from one year to the next, too.
But I'm not saying like that, but is there like a player on your favorite team that you're like, I got to have the quarterback, or I got to have this running back from that team that could, because just because of you love to root for him. Yeah. Like, if my defense is playing against the Broncos, I'll bench them no matter how good they are, just because I don't want to have to root against my Broncos. Mm. So
I'll do that same thing. I'll either try to bench and pick up a new defense really quick, but I hate it. Like when they're playing against my QB or any of my running backs, I'm like, oh, nope, yeah. Yeah. I won't do that. It just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my daughter, we watched that thing on Netflix, the quarterback one with Cousins and Mahomes. And my daughter loves Kirk Cousins now. So I know in the draft that's going to be her first pick.
You just know it.
I just know it. Like, she's already ordered his jersey. She's all about Minnesota Vikings. So, like, it's awesome that, like, but the rest of the time she does pretty well. She's better than my son's at fantasy football.
Let her know, though. He'll still be there around 6 and 7. She doesn't have to take him right at the beginning.
But she knows if she would have kept her mouth shut, she could have probably picked him up in the 6th or 7th round. But now that she told me and her brothers, we're going to try to get him like in the 4th just to undercut her, just because that's the kind of family we are.
That's so good.
I think with me, though, too, when we do the live draft, not that I'm attached to players like you're talking about, but since I picked them, I don't want to trade anybody.
Yeah. Well, my fear with trading players is I'll trade them and they'll come back and kick my ass and I'll be mad that I traded them. So I'm like, I'd rather just have them sit on the bench being miserable than let them beat me.
That's pretty funny. I think as far as a boom player that I've picked up throughout the years, I picked up Ja'Marr Chase his rookie year. And he was nobody picked him. And it was, I don't know how deep into the draft it was, but I was like, I had heard like a news report randomly on ESPN, like a fantasy thing, like how good he was doing during camp or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll grab him. And he was there. And his rookie year, he like killed it. He had like 1,400 yards receiving, you know, a huge number of receptions. But he was a boom player for me.
There you go. That's what you want. It's great when that works out like that.
Yeah. Well, nice. What else, guys?
That's all I got.
Wrap it up and go to mail.
We're going to have to wrap it up and go to mail. First, let me talk about one of our sponsors, All Injury Centers at allinjurycenters.com, serving Southern California with locations in Orange, San Diego, and San Bernardino County. If you've been in an accident and you need a good attorney or physician for consultation, please contact All Injury Centers on the web, or you can reach them on the phone Monday through Friday. So go see allinjurycenters.com.
Awesome. Cool.
Let's jump to mailbag.
All right.
And it's a full one this week.
Oh, so, boy. Here we go.
We ready? Yourself. All right.
Buckle in.
So a bunch of emails. I'll start just running down the list. First up, Mickey Big Hips at Yahoo. They said, we heard last week that Tony has an emotional support animal. Is that because he gets emotionally wrecked every week from listener emails?
Are these all about Tony? I don't know.
We can do that.
They should be since he left.
Right. Next up, I know the truth at Gmail said Dustin only thinks he's an athlete because he beats the retirees in pickleball at the local Y on Sundays. So, Dust.
Not just retirees. That's something,
Dust.
Any ounce of truth in there? No?
I beat the kids, too.
The kids, too.
The little kids at the preschool. The old people in the preschool. You're tough, dude.
Have you guys seen that clip of Peyton? He was working with the kids like after school or whatever, and he had a football team, and he was like dousing them with footballs and
just pegging them,
making them fall down and cussing at them.
It's a skit, obviously, but it's
on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, was it?
Is that what he said? From? He said that awesome. One kid. Snitches get stitches.
It was so funny. Oh my gosh! But anyway,
that's amazing. Next up, Rancid Cherry Pie at Yahoo said straight up, Dustin is my favorite flopper. But is it my imagination, or does Jimmy look like the lead singer of a Right Said Fred tribute band? Maybe so.
He is too sexy.
I am too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Next up, Purple Hooter Shooter at Gmail wrote, keep up the awesome episodes, boys. I gotta say, Ryan seems so dumb that he rolls up his pant leg when he rides a scooter so it doesn't get caught in the chain. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense, right, guys?
I don't like it, Ryan. You're not like dumb.
Any... Yeah.
Nope.
I'm not a smart man. Jenny?
Let's see. At High Plains Drifter on Instagram wrote, Rich gives off assistant cheer coach vibes.
Go team.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Ford versus Ferrari at Yahoo, and they spelled Ferrari F-U-R-R. Ford versus Ferrari Yahoo wrote, I love watching your YouTube reels, but why does Tony look like a Wish.com version of Mark Anthony?
Man, brutal.
It's bad.
You shouldn't have left early. Probably could have skipped that email, but
Let's see. At Outdoor Bear Wrestler on Instagram wrote, Ryan looks like he could grow a better beard on his second chin.
That's so mad, but so funny.
Wow.
But it's always good to have a secondary.
Yeah, it's good to have a backup. Oh, I love it. And last up, Turd Ferguson at Mindspring writes, I love the pets episode, but now I know why Rich doesn't have any current pets. Remember the Michael Vick case? He had a partner.
That's terrible, Richie. Don't tell me it's not true.
I don't think it's true. I don't think so. Well, thanks, guys. That's it for the week. I appreciate all the feedback through email. Please check us out on our Instagram and Facebook feeds and send us more email at hello@the80sflophousepodcast.com. Thanks for listening in. Subscribe and download, and we will see you on the flop side.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.